right, here we go, live from the No Panic Zone in Studio G. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for April 1st, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, federal agencies were warning of tragic consequences if the United States didn't get prepared for a pandemic like we are having right now. Warnings on respirators and masks go back 20 years. Number two, by the way, all of the so-called experts telling you not to wear a mask because it was likely to do more harm than good. Yep, several studies say the advice from the media talking heads, all wrong. And number one, praying for an end to the pandemic. Are you doing it? New polling numbers find that the majority of Americans, millions, are asking for God's help to stop the spread of the disease. It has now claimed more than 4,000 lives, more lives than 9/11. Is this a spiritual awakening? Some say it is. And we'll talk about that. Yesterday during the daily coronavirus briefing, the president, somber, delivering very sobering news that the White House now believes that somewhere between 100,000 and 240,000 Americans will succumb to this illness in the next few weeks, the next 2 weeks being the worst of all. Thousands will die. Overnight, the number of deaths surpassing 4,000, as I just mentioned. The number of deaths across America is going to be serious. As I've told you for some time, we're going to face some dark days. We're going to face them together as Americans. We're going to fight back. We're going to beat this thing because that's what Americans do. But I want you to hear from the president talking about what the next 2 weeks could be like. Here's President Trump.
I want every American to be prepared for the hard days that lie ahead. We're going to go through a very tough 2 weeks. And then hopefully, as the experts are predicting, as I think a lot of us are predicting after having studied it so hard, you're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel. But this is going to be a very painful, very, very painful 2 weeks. When you look and see at night the kind of death that's been caused by this invisible enemy, it's incredible. I was watching last night Governor Murphy of New Jersey say 29 people died today, meaning yesterday, and others talking about numbers far greater. But you get to know a state. I know New Jersey so well, and you hear 29 people and hundreds in other locations, hundreds in other states. And this is going to be a rough two-week period.
A rough two-week period. The darkest not yet here. So the stay-at-home orders remain in place across the country in some places until at least mid-June, that being Virginia. Other states looking at stay-at-home orders just as strict and stringent. Hawaii considering $5,000 fines for those that break the stay-at-home orders. And yet in places like Oakland, California, it's chaos in the streets. Parties in the streets. People gathered. No police presence. Police not responding. People doing donuts and intersections and drinking and hanging out. And then they'll blame politicians or somebody else when the disease spreads. Let's hope that doesn't happen because California and the state of Washington have been able to corral this disease fairly well to stop it from spreading like it has in New York and New Jersey. Michigan facing a surge in numbers in the Detroit area and southeast Michigan. We'll see where that plays out over the next handful of days as well. The president also taking time during his daily task force update to praise those on the front lines. The ambulance workers, the EMTs, the doctors, the nurses, the orderlies, the janitors in these hospitals, putting themselves at risk every day on the front line to battle a disease that we cannot see. And how did we get here? Well, quite simply, the Chinese lied, but we'll get back to that. First, I want you to hear from the president, bite number four, praising those out there rolling up their sleeves and getting it done.
I watched the doctors and the nurses walking into that hospital this morning. It's like military people going into battle, going into war. The bravery is incredible. And I just have to take my hat. I would take my hat. If I were wearing a hat, I'd rip that hat off so fast. And I would say, you people are just incredible.
And Dr. Deborah Birx, one of those on the front lines as well, weighing in on where this could all go, how serious this is going to be. Bite number 10 with Dr. Birx, because She says if we slow up on our social distancing, if we slow up on the lockdowns, if we slow up on everything we're doing here, the rebound could be worse. The rebound could be worse. And so as we sit here, and yes, I've been locked up for about a month now. A lot of you have been home now for days on end. I understand that. You get a little bit stir crazy. It gets to be overwhelming. You want to go outside. You want to go do something social. You want to go to a party. It's not going to happen, because if it does, the outcome is far worse than where we stand today. It's going to be ugly enough, a meat grinder, if you will, for the next 2 to 4 weeks, as it is, as we've told you for a very long time. We're not going to panic about it. We're going to deal with it the best we can. Here in the No Panic Zone, we're going to deal with it the best way we can. Straightforward, sober, honest, and pulling no illusions about what's happening. I want you to hear from Dr. Birx. Here she is.
So I'm sure you're interested in seeing all the states. So on this slide is all 50 states and the District of Columbia. But I think it shows in stark reality the difference between New York and New Jersey and other states with similar populations and urban areas. Our goal over the next 30 days is to ensure the states that you see, the 48 across the bottom, maintain this lower level of new cases, with the hope that we don't have significant outbreaks in other states and other metro areas, as the community comes together to work together and ensure that the healthcare providers around the globe and in the United States are strengthened by our resolve to continue to mitigate community by community. This is done community by community. We all know people are in their states and in their communities. And we're very dependent on each person in the United States doing the same thing.
And the coronavirus deaths in Italy, continuing to climb. In Spain, continuing to climb. The same in France, Germany, and elsewhere. The EU bracing for more outbreaks. Southern Italy preparing for more outbreaks. Italy has been very strict on locking down its country, restricting movement, and yet the virus continues to spread almost unabated at this point. So the only way to prevent the virus from spreading consistently is to stay away from each other to the best of your ability. That part is true, difficult, but serious. And we take it seriously, as you should as well. So I ask of you, do you pray? Because maybe this is the time that this reawakening is happening and people are looking to God for guidance in this. New polling shows that the vast majority of Americans now praying to God that this virus will go away, and someday soon, a reawakening for many in America. And a reawakening in other ways as well. When we come back, a closer look at where the virus came from. How did it get here? And did the Chinese lie and put the whole world at risk for this pandemic? The answer is yes. We'll explain after the break. This is the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is here right now. Get $1,250 off of a 2019 Roxor and an extra third year of warranty. That's far and away an industry-leading warranty. But then what else would you expect from a side-by-side unlike any other? Roxor is built in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. Plus, with a truck-like beltless transmission, you can expect less downtime and more off-road time. Hurry. The Roxor Beast of a Sales event ends March 31st.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.